the statement was very unfortunate. And he has got to carry out a research to be able to get information that we've only had now close to 7 million, while we have close to 50 million Kenyans. And imagine vaccinating 7 million only. And you say you would want to deny services to or their rights to travel. It's an impossibility. And you don't give directives on personal businesses, because public transport in Kenya is 100% owned by private sector. So it can be making decisions on our businesses. We tell him, let the government own public transport, then they can deny them. For us, it would be denying ourselves revenue. And when he gives such a directive, we can't support it at all.
Are you saying that the Matatu Owners Association will defy this directive?
I'm telling you, we will defy, and we will give rights to our customers who give us revenue in lieu of the service we've provided. So we ain't going to take it to enforce that directive at all. We will carry passengers as usual, as opposed to telling us, denying us revenue. And besides, we'll not have any movement, because majority of Kenyans, a very big percentage, over 40 million people, have not been vaccinated. And I would say 99% of Kenyans rely on public transport, matatu, to travel from one destination to the other.
So is there a way that your group will work with the government to come up with the best solution forward? Because it appears the directive is meant to stop or curtail or limit the spread of the coronavirus, especially with the new Omicron variant on the rise.
You know, one is that government have not put in place mechanism to counter a propaganda on what they say, that the vaccine is harmful. The government did not put in place mechanism to challenge the same. We have told the government we will allow our vehicles to have posters and flyers for passengers to read and understand and educate them and tell them the vaccine is not harmful to their health. We will do that. We will even, we've told them to bring vaccination services right to the bus terminals, where we'll encourage our passengers to be vaccinated. You can't tell us, we as Matatu people, to enforce the same while we have not even been vaccinated, all of us. So we told them first, vaccinate the Matatu crew. Then we will be able to help you on educating people of you know, the importance of getting vaccinated. So we have given them a chance that we will do that.
Government spokesperson Cyrus Oguna dismissed claims that the directive of no vaccination, no services is overly ambitious, saying the government has enough vaccines in the country. How do you reconcile this two, and what's the next step forward? How do you resolve this stalemate?
You know, the big problem is when a government decides to do things their own way. We need them to listen to the people. They have to take the vaccines to the people. How many people, Kenyans now, they are struggling. They are actually aching to put food on their tables. And nobody who is a casual laborer will abandon what they do to go and queue in Kenyatta, an area which it will cost them to get there. So, and they will not queue because they'll waste so much time. And yet the government has the machinery to bring services to the people. We've told them to bring them to the Tammany, all the Tammanys, and we will be able to assist them to teach our people the importance of the vaccine.